Hey, as a young boy, I was told to be an upstanding citizen, and actually I didn't hear that very well, because I thought they meant an uprising citizen. So I became one, and everything was fine for a little while, and swing now over to the Catholic Church and priests. I kind of don't think it was supposed to be celibate. I think it was to say celebrate. I think they missed the boat on that one, don't you know? In New York, you have lawmakers there now that are saying Canada did it and it worked really well for them. Good people aren't allowed to protect their lives, so why don't we do the same? They're proposing legislation that'll ban the use and or possession of bulletproof vests by law-abiding citizens. Of course, that makes no sense. The good news is if you can't understand why they come up with stuff like this, that means you're normal, right? These people, they ain't normal. This is awful stuff, but that's how they swing. You guys, you're honest, you're legal, and a bad guy's out to get you. It's your duty to fall down and die when you're shot, right? But I want to protect myself. Too bad. They did it in Canada. We're going to do it here as well. Boy, oh boy, this has to be fixed. Then you have President Joe Biden, and recently he appointed a Pennsylvania health secretary to be his assistant secretary of health. And you got to look at this girl, because she doesn't look healthy to me, and she used to be a he, and everything is mixed up like a dog's breakfast. Now you got this person telling people how to be healthy. That's like getting Elizabeth Taylor to be a marriage counselor, right? Boy, oh boy, it doesn't make any kind of sense. And again, the good news is that we can't understand it, right? Now, witches in the United States of America, recently, our viewer told me this, and I was very surprised. He says this. I researched it, and he's right. It's reported that there are 1.5 million witches in the United States of America today. You know, witches like Pelosi and Clinton and so many other women in politics, I've referred to them as witches over the years because I can't pronounce my B's, right? I don't have any education, but now I find out there's real witches out there. Isn't that nice? That's revealing. That takes a big weight off of my shoulders, don't you know? Now swinging over to Ottawa, keeping up now, Ottawa. The Governor General, Governor General, that's controversial stuff. Not only do they get paid too much money to do something that doesn't need to be done, they get paid a whole bunch of money forever. Once they leave office, they have a staff and nobody knows what they do because there's nothing for them to do. They're unemployed people with big money coming in like they're employed. Did you get all that? Now let me add a little bit of insult to some more misery, and that would be I've just discovered that they actually get money given to them for a foundation, charitable foundations, when they leave office from the government. $30 million over the course of the last several years has been given by the government. That's not their money to give. It's the taxpayers' money, but they give it away because that's what they do, right? They're terrible people. So they give it away, and then they fund it as years go by, and people have staff. One ex-governor general, I think, has 25 staff members trying to run this foundation. I say trying to, because what is it you run? Oh, you're managing money. People's money. They have no right to do that. They take our rights away each and every day, and they do stuff like this. It's vexing. Now, Canada's mainstream news apparently is charged with not being representative of the country's racial diversity. This is coming from the CBC, the Communist Broadcasting Corporation, that apparently the public owns. But if you're a Canadian, when's the last time you got a dividend check, by the way, for being an owner? How about never? And you never will. It loses $2 billion a year, and it gives all kinds of biased information. It's not a nice place. In any event, the CBC says it must identify the barriers to racial equality and inequality. They need to normalize diversity. I think that's code for saying that 5% of the country should have 95% representation in the media. It's about news, dummy. It's not about color. Leave it alone. I mean, bad stuff. Travel restrictions now have clipped the wings of many snowbirds, and we all get that. And the people that are going back to Canada now, they have all kinds of restrictions. They have to stay in hotels. It costs money. If you go with your wife and a couple of kids, it can cost $10,000. Even if you test negative before you get on the plane and after, and if you've even had the vaccine and the disease, it doesn't matter, right? The big disease is one there's no vaccine for, and that's liberalism, and they're running this boat. Here's the good news. People are walking through the airports and going home. They're saying, I've had enough of this. I'm not going to do this. Dozens and dozens and many more dozens are doing that. They're walking out. Good. It's about time, everybody. Oh, big fines. So what? Good luck with that. Go to court and you'll be successful. Boy, oh boy. Now let's just analyze the management of Canada. The government, right, from vaccines to pipelines to clean water and Indian reserves, Canada, the politicians in Canada, they can't seem to get anything right. I mean, we've got a vaccine for everybody. They don't. Everything they say is messed up because of who they are. They couldn't lead anybody out of the wilderness. They couldn't manage a two-person barbecue. Have a look at who's in charge. You voters, wake up. Oh, but I voted. It's not me. It's them because they cheat. Maybe. I don't know. But pay more attention next time when there's an election, because you know what? This ain't good. Let me end today with something that means nothing to anybody. There's 100,000 chopsticks each and every day in Vancouver, British Columbia, one city, that go into the landfill. That's it. That's profound information. I owned a chopstick factory one time, many, many years ago. I bought it for the building because I wanted the property, got the property, sold it again another day, made some money. The guy paid me in cash, no chopsticks. Always makes me think of politicians and chopsticks, like the Chinese cook said, use noodle up here, not noodle in soup. Hey, y'all, come back. See ya.